Experts from the United States, Israel, and Britain worked side by side with Kenyan rescuers to free people still trapped in the rubble of the building, which had been under construction at the time of its collapse. Some 200 people, mostly construction workers, were believed to have been inside the building when the accident occurred. Police spokesman Jasper Ombati describes the professional collaboration at the scene.
We have experts here. We have the Israelis, and they are working on it. They are working very hard. Together with our people here, we have the military, we have the Sentinel ambulance, we have the Red Cross. They are working very hard to ensure that they get to those people in a safe manner.
Kenyan media is appealing to their audiences to donate blood, water, food, and other items to help those injured in the accident and to aid rescue efforts. President Mwai Kibaki returned early from the African Union summit being held in Sudan to visit the accident scene. He offered his condolences to the victims and praised rescue efforts. Kenyan authorities are investigating the cause of Monday's accident. Officials suggest the developers ignored regulations, making the structure unstable. They have been asked to report to the police. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.